This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
I think we did pretty dang good for the American public.
House Speaker Kevin McCarthy, after the House overwhelmingly approved the debt ceiling bill last night, but now it has to pass the Senate. The AP's Donna Warder.
Next Monday is when the Treasury says the U.S. will run short of money and risk a dangerous default. The debt ceiling and budget cuts package sailed through the House Wednesday, and a similar bipartisan effort will be needed in the Senate.
There are reports that Justice Department prosecutors now have a recording of former President Trump in which he talks about holding onto a classified document related to a potential attack on Iran. The AP's Jennifer King with what's said to be on this tape.
In the recording, Trump suggests he wants to share information from the document with others, but that he knew there were limitations on his ability to declassify records after he left office. The recording has been provided to Special Counsel Jack Smith and would appear to undercut Trump's repeated claims that he declassified documents he took with him to Mar-a-Lago. In a statement, a Trump spokesman said the investigation itself was meritless and amounted to continued interference in the presidential election. Jennifer King, Washington.
Former President Trump will be back on the campaign trail today in Iowa. His chief rival for the Republican presidential nomination, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, is just off a series of stops around Iowa. Today, he'll be in the early voting state of New Hampshire. The Coast Guard has suspended the search for a 35-year-old man who was reported missing from a Carnival cruise ship off of Florida's Atlantic coast. The man fell from the Carnival Magic east of Jacksonville early Monday. Ukrainian officials say this morning's Russian missile attacks on Kyiv, Ukraine's capital, killed at least 3 people. Kyiv says Ukrainian air defenses shot down all 10 cruise and ballistic missiles, but falling debris caused casualties. This is AP News. Danny Masterson's been convicted of rape. The AP's Margie Zarletta.
Actor Danny Masterson of the TV series That 70s Show has been found guilty of 2 counts of rape. A jury of 7 women and 5 men found Danny Masterson guilty of raping 2 women at his home in Los Angeles between 2001 and 2003. The jurors could not reach a verdict on a 3rd count, which involved Masterson's longtime girlfriend. They voted 8-4 in favor of conviction on that count. His legal team argued the acts were consensual. Masterson did not testify, and his lawyers called no witnesses. Masterson faces up to 30 years in prison. His first trial ended in a mistrial in December. I'm Margie Zarletta.
Republican Congressman Chris Stewart will resign his Utah seat due to his wife's illness. No details about his wife's sickness, nor any word about when he plans to vacate his seat. But he says he plans to retire after an orderly transition. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.